They get around. And I've always wanted to go to Georgia. But I've only just been over the line in the, up at the Rock City. Mm-hmm. You go around in the edge of Georgia, going into Rock City in Chattanooga. But I think some of these days we'll take off and head south. We've been from coast to coast on cross country. Mm-hmm. We went to California. We covered a 15-state area on that loop. Went the southern route, come back the northern route. Went left down here the 20th day of August of 64. And went through Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and into California. And then when we left out from there, we left out through Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming, down from Cheyenne, down to Denver, and Denver back through Kansas City, through Topeka, into St. Louis, and down through Illinois, and across Kentucky, and back into Tennessee. So we made that loop, and that was very interesting in a way. We spent a week in the California, out there at Sacramento. We went to San Francisco. And one of my adventures, or looking ahead and something that I'd always wanted to see and do, I wanted to see the golden spike and the silver hammer when they connected the east and the west by rail. Mm-hmm. And you see, it's in the showroom in the capital in Sacramento, California. Mm-hmm. So we went and seen that. Mm-hmm. Went through the capital of California, state capital. So then the Golden Gate Bridge, there's another one of my thing I wanted to see in the future. So we went to San Francisco, went over to the Golden Gate Park, went across the Golden Gate, and there and come back, we made a round trip over the Golden Gate Bridge. Then went down to the Pacific Ocean on the beach. Mm-hmm. I've got me a bottle of water out of the Pacific Ocean in there. I have a bottle of water out of the Atlantic Ocean that I picked up traveling around. So, I didn't get to stay in Salt Lake City. We came through there on Sunday morning, and it was the quietest place for a city I've ever traveled through. Everything was quiet. I never seen that. We couldn't even find nowhere to get our breakfast.
Right.
So we come plumb on out into Wyoming before we ever could find a restaurant where we could eat. Yeah, I told them I'd heard of Salt Lake City all my life, and We got a thrill on driving through the lake that night. We stopped at a rest station and the Salt Lake out from. We went out walking around, and my wife, she was going to rake her up some of that salt, but it was hard. She didn't get any of it. It just hard salt is like a sand, you know. But I have a desire to go back. And we're talking. I don't know where we're going out or when we'll go, but we're talking. She said she's ready to go now back to California, make a trip out there. But I don't know just when we'll get on our way again. But then we, in 66, we went to Virginia, over at Hampton, Virginia, and spent a week over around Newport News, Hampton, through Richmond. And on the first day of July, 66, we spent the day in Washington, D.C., and we covered quite a bit of territory in Washington. We spent a full day there, and it was interesting. I'd always wanted to, ever since John F. Kennedy had passed away, I'd wanted to go to his grave, so we went to Kennedy's grave. We went to the top of Washington's Monument. We first went to the Bureau of Printing and Engraving, where they make money. Yeah, and that's very interesting. We went through the White House. And you're not supposed to carry a camera in there and make pictures, but I've got two pictures of me and her. We come out of the White House. Her son and granddaughter, they got pictures as we came out of the White House. They went on front and caught her pictures there. So we went to the United States Capitol, went through that. And went to, another thing was Lindbergh, the Spiritual St. Louis, that flew the Atlantic, you know.